This music doesn't go anywhere, does it? This is Sandy Williams sitting in for Earl Ingram.
Never heard Prince before, my guy.
Oh, this is Prince. Well, I gotta wait a long time for it to get into Prince. Oh,
I gotta play the single version then.
Oh. Impatient man.
Oh yeah.
Now you hear that riff.
I'm hearing the riff now. Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, Sandy Williams sitting in for Earl Ingram, the Earl Ingram Show. Connor, how do people call into the show?
They call in by calling 844-967-2789.
Okay. And I understand we maybe have a caller.
Yes, we do. Let me...
Right. We get...
Oh, like he went off. He's not here.
We don't have a caller.
Yeah.
We did have a caller.
We did, but I think we probably just...
Oh, he lost patience.
Lost patience. Like we had it. Yeah. We had the fish, and then the fish jumped.
Yeah, yeah.
He'll come back.
Yeah. Well, you got CJ on the line.
CJ, okay. Let's talk to CJ. CJ.
Yes, sir.
How are you this morning?
I am good. Thanks for taking my call.
Well,
gentlemen, speaking of election integrity, I would say is an issue. I believe there's one simple question, I think. If people want a free and fair election and they want it honest results, do you believe in voter ID?
Well, voter IDs are just the tip of the iceberg here, aren't they, really? I mean, we aren't talking about the voter ID dispute has been solved in many states by state elections, but we're not talking about simply voter ID issues. Are you a denier? I mean, I was going to ask you, CJ, next time you called in, how do you feel about the last election? Do you think that the last election was legitimate, and do you think that Joe Biden won the last election? And I'm asking this seriously. I'm not baiting you. I'm curious because I do believe that there are people out there who have strong feelings about this.
Yeah, I do too.
So what do you think, CJ? Where do you come down from the standpoint of believing whether or not, regardless of whether you agree with them, do you think Joe Biden won the last election?
I accept the results that are given.
Okay,
the mere fact that January 6th has become the issue rather than voter integrity. And there's a lot of questions out there. We had
in
Madison.
Okay,
you're aware of that, Sandy?
Yeah, of course. I know that there's an issue.
Ballot harvesting.
Well, ballot harvesting,
right?
I'm not sure exactly what, when people say ballot harvesting, they've used a term that sounds very troublesome, but I'm not sure that ballot harvesting is a lot more than simply running around and suggesting to people that they ought to go vote or that they ought to vote. Right? I mean, we've always had door-to-door solicitations of get out the vote. And we've never called a door-to-door solicitation to get out the vote ballot harvesting. But we've chosen to call it ballot harvesting when people go around and say, send in your vote. Okay? Send in your vote is somehow different than get out the vote. Because I think that's all that ballot harvesting is an organized effort to get people to send in their votes.
Well, that's maybe the way you describe it. I don't describe it that way.
Well, how do you describe it, CJ? Instead of debating it with ambiguities, what are you talking about?
You said that there was a lot of states that have solved the voter ID thing. And absentee ballots. Well, absentee ballots.
Well, no, wait. I'm asking the question about harvesting votes. Okay, all right, go ahead.
Because people in the park did not have to show an ID. They were able to fill out a ballot,
mm-hmm.
and they didn't have to identify themselves. People that have absentee ballots have to go to their clerk, show their ID, and they can vote absentee.
That wasn't
required in the park. All they had to do was show up, take a ballot, sign their name, send it in. Well, so that's what I mean by ballot harvesting.
Uh-huh.
Showing an ID to get an absentee ballot, I agree with. I'm going to have to vote absentee this year. But I'm going to go to my clerk. I'm going to show my ID, who I am, request a ballot. They'll mail it to me. I'll fill it out. That's not what's been required. So the mere fact of saying a free, fair election and absentee ballots, you should have to show your ID to get one.
Well, each state decides.
Each
state will decide what has to be shown and how you go about getting your absentee ballots. That's a matter of state law. So you have an idea what it should be, but each state decides what it in fact
and
is.
And that's what you said, the states that have solved that issue, that's usually what they require.
Well,
you to vote absentee and get a mail-in ballot, mm-hmm. you have to prove who you are. That's my problem with free, fair, and elections. This last one, COVID caused all kinds of different issues. They want to continue that. COVID's no longer an issue. We can mask up. We can go safely, do 6 feet separation, all that. But you still should have to prove who you are, Sandy, and that's not what your party wants.
My party wants.
I believe it should be easier to vote and harder to cheat. Your party doesn't. When you hear someone say they don't believe in voter, you should have to identify yourself to get a ballot.
Uh-huh.
That's ballot harvesting, in my opinion.
So you believe that was happening in every state in the last election? Like when you
no,
said
but
the
it
park.
It went on in Madison.
Oh, and
it
you...
went on in Madison, and you did not have to show an ID to prove who you were. You got to fill out a ballot.
Can we document that? That would be a valid concern for sure if you could walk into a park, grab a ballot, and vote. But I'm just curious. You know, is there
what went on?
Well,
continue that here.
Well, CJ. Did it go on? I mean, is this something that Gableman has uncovered? Because it hasn't achieved a noteworthy degree of newsworthiness regarding how widespread it was or whether it could possibly have affected the outcome of the election. And
I'm not saying it did or didn't, Sandy.
Okay, all right. Well, that's
every vote should be legal, Sandy, and there's no way to track those votes.
Well,
there's no way to prove that person. You know, you'd have to go through each one, what address you came from, what's your name.
My understanding in Wisconsin, CJ, is that the absentee ballot has the initials of the city, of the clerk on it, right? And so in order for it to be valid, it has the initials of the clerk who's validating the fact that the person voting has identified themselves. So if that didn't happen, then... that would be the subject of an audit that would be revealed. So, again, your arm waving is typical of what's going on now. To talk about a theoretical, there are theoretical ways that people could vote illegitimately. There always are theoretical ways that votes, you can have boxes of illegitimate votes delivered to, by truck.
Dead people voting.
All these things could happen. Some of them have happened in the past. The question is whether they did happen. And the fact is that 35 courts, I think, have carried out an evaluation of this, have sought evidence to find out whether it happened. And all of this speculation about fraudulent voting, none of it has been proven out. So, again, that strikes me, CJ, as hysterical arm-waving and the effort to breed hysteria without a factual basis. But anyway.
Well, to get an absentee ballot today, you should have to show an ID. And that, they want to allow absentee mail-in ballots. I agree with that. They've made it, you should be able to do that, but you still should have to identify who you are by an ID, your driver's license, or however it's decided.
But just to get back to the initial questions, CJ, and I'm comforted, but you aren't a denier of the legitimacy of the last election, and you don't think that a lot of people voted who shouldn't have voted legitimately in the last election. Is that right? Or you do think that there were a bunch of illegitimate votes cast, but you're accepting the outcome? I mean, where do you stand on the last election?
I think one illegal vote is too many, but I do accept the outcome because it's hard to prove. Just like you know, you said for a clerk to go through every one of these votes and identify the ones that came from the park, it's darn near impossible.
No. What happens is the absentee ballot to be valid has to have the initial of a clerk on it, and so if they didn't, then the absentee ballot wouldn't have been valid under an audit, and it would have been uncovered in the audit, and it would have been ruled invalid. So, you know, all you're talking about is the enforcement of the legitimate voting process, and we got it. Thanks a lot for calling in, CJ.
Thank you, Sandy. Yep. Thank you, Justin.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Bye.
All right.
Well, so, you know, it's kind of like having your cake and eating it, too. I'll accept the outcome, but I think a lot of illegitimate people voted. I think that's kind of where CJ comes down. And I think that's the problem with society right now is we might have people willing to concede, well, it was okay last time. But all I can tell you is too many of those people voted, and it's very troublesome. Yeah.
Yep, it's a convoluted mess is what that whole I don't want to be perceived as being condescending now that we've disconnected. I mean, at the end of the day, again, you go back to these arguments where there's only one right answer to: do you care about the integrity of elections? Well, of course we all do. Everyone does. That it's not mutually exclusive to then what that looks like, and to claim that, you know, he believes in a more secure election, but one that's easier to vote in. They didn't do that.
Well, no, actually, what he described is the law in Wisconsin, and it has been audited, and it was carried out in the last election. Well,
in a bunch of states, didn't we all declare this was one of the most secure elections ever documented?
Yeah. So I think we have a break. Is that right, Connor?
Yep, and we also have a caller, Jack from Miramac. We can get to him after the break, though.
All right, good. Okay. Hang on, Jack.